Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Jackie Wilson bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom, the author of Empire Builders, which is still one of my favorite books. Also, New Deal or Raw Deal, and the companion book to that, FDR Goes to War. A couple of outstanding books on the history of the New Deal and the Roosevelt administration, the FDR administration, and I encourage you to check those out. Also, a brand new book called Death on Hold, which is about a by Bert and his wife Anita, which is about a death row inmate who's being redeemed by the system. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. But you can find that one. That's available right now, Death on Hold, wherever books are sold. Hey, Bert, thanks again for being here. Let's talk politics on Labor Day.
Okay.
How much do you think the labor is going to influence the debate? How much do you think the economy and the conditions of the working person is going to be in the election this year?
It should be a lot. It should be a lot because, as you know, our actual unemployment is higher than the official measure.
Right.
The U6 rank
unemployment is probably double the U3, which is the one that the government, the media likes to use U3 because it's the lower number.
Right. Except that if a Republican gets in, they'll probably want to use the other. But I think we should use the one that has it virtually doubled.
That's accurate. The one that's accurate.
The one that's accurate because, unfortunately, we may be building up an underclass. See, that's the
right.
danger here,
mm-hmm.
is that you're building up an underclass. And if that happens, the United States is very different. We've never had an enduring underclass. You've always had maybe people here and there mm-hmm. in cities, but often you can get out of a generation later. People have moved on, and you don't have that. But
well, one of the things
may have a permanent underclass would be a disaster.
One of the things that concerns me is the seeming attack on businesses. And it's going to be interesting to me to see the Republicans and the Democrats go at each other. And I'd like to remind the Democrats of something that Paul Tsongas, the junior senator from Massachusetts, back in 3 or 4 years ago, he told his party, Democrat Party, in at the convention that year, he said, our party cannot love the worker and hate the employer.
That's a good statement.
Yeah, he said our party's got to learn how to love. If we're going to love the employee, we got to learn how to love the employer. And of course, unfortunately, he died much too soon. Paul Tsongas did. I wish he was still around. We need that kind of intellectual honesty, Bert. And we've lost it, haven't we?
We have. And part of it is the Democrats, at least a lot of the leadership, does not understand the employer because none of them have been in business in a way to comprehend the problems that the employer has.
You get the idea, Bert. You get the idea that they think that we're stealing, we're pulling food out of the mouths. As a small business owner, I'm pulling food out of the mouths of my employees' children so I can keep it for myself. Like there's all kinds of profit laying around that I just won't give my employees.
Well, the assumption is that the employer is a variable that is automatically there. In other words, the automobile was automatically going to be invented.
Right.
That Ford was
That's
there, and it was inevitable. So it's just a question if he was the lucky man in the right place at the right time. If you think that, then of course the employees are going to generate more sympathy than the employer.
Well, that's what Obama thinks because he actually said that I'm fortunate because I'm a successful small business owner. And I said, no, sir, I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I'm a successful small business owner because I've worked my backside off. And I was fortunate enough to live in America. That's where I'm fortunate.
Right.
I'm an American.
Right. And right, of course, you've been both in. You at Xerox and at Sears.
I've been up. I've been down. Up is better. But I had to work for it. Right.
Right.
But back to the politics. What do you see happening? I got 30 seconds. What do you see this being a big part of the campaigns coming up?
Well, it should be a huge part, but I'm not sure it is going to be a part because the Democrats will argue the unemployment numbers are going down and that everything's hunky dory.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Hey, Bert, give us the website, please.
BertFolsom.com.
All right, so folks, check that out. Your blog's still there?
Blog's still there. The semester's begun at Hillsdale College.
Hillsdale College, that's where he's also there. Folks, check that out. Hillsdale.edu is where he's a professor of history. And check out all of his books. You go to Amazon, type in Bert Folsom, and you'll see all of them there. He's a great resource. We'll have Bert back another day. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.